ride alongside me.
So welcome back to another Firme Friday night here on Radio Aslan, KUCR 88.3 FM, broadcasting from the University of California, Riverside. This is your host, the Beto Man, and I'll be with you for the next two Firme horas, de las 8 hasta las 10 in punto de la noche. And of course, today is Friday, August 5th, 2016. And I have some unfortunate news, raza. Un compañero mío se murió. Falleció. Se llamaba Armando Mando Martínez. He reached the ripe old age of 82. Pero bien fiel compañero mío that I worked with, volunteered for at the, it was the actually the Tuesday night outdoor SWAT meet held at the Cabazon of Mission Indians Reservation in North Indio, California. And I worked with him close to 7 years, 7 años, selling oldies. And so then I do want to get into this, and I do want to talk about Mando. So you're going to have to bear with me because I'm reminiscing and I need to talk about my compañero here, who always supported me, always had my back, and always was a willing participant in my locura, ¿verdad? Porque la locura cura. Órale, raza, Simón, que yes. And so just to give you a little background, Mando was born in 1933. And just died this week, verdad? August 2016. So it's unfortunate. It's really sad, and I loved him, and I'm gonna miss him. But I will see him again. That I am sure of. So I worked with him at the swap meet selling oldies. Compañero had a big truck, one of these what they call a box truck, verdad? And he actually had a lot of iron-ons, and the iron-ons were letters, old English letters. He also had script letters, and he also had these iron-ons, dibujos, pictures, art of let's say a homie with a little slogan underneath saying, "Don't let no one get you down," verdad? And the homie was all sad, verdad? And so then, you know, these iron-ons, you could put your name arched in the back, and I would put my name and then the little decal, verdad? And it was really cool, verdad? But on top of that, he sold everything. I mean, you name it. This guy had kind of like the first roll-away Aslan store. And he had, just to mention a few things real quick, he had Teen Angel magazines, which are now going for like $900, you know, if you have a rare one, ¿verdad? And he was selling these in the early 90s, you know, that he had stashed away because he had previously had four stores. And he closed them all down in L.A. when he retired, and then he went on the swap meet and lowrider car circuit. And compañero, he sold, of course, cassettes, eventually sold CDs, and he would sell the albums and 45s. Now, an album, I was talking to my sobrina the other day, Jessica, and she said, "What's that?" And I looked at her, and I was like, "Órale." And it's funny, I had an album in my hand that I found. And I pulled it out and I told her, you see, this is wax. You can't leave this in the car because it'll melt. It'll warp. And it's called a vinyl record. And on this, there's usually about 5 songs on each side. And you used a record player and you would play it. You know, it's not like today where it's all digital, right? And then, of course, the 45s, which was called a single, even though it had 2 songs on each side. I mean, 1 song on each side, even though it was called a single. Órale. And that was a 45 RPM, ¿verdad? And so he sold, he had these about 6 boxes of about 200 45s in each one. We're talking about the records. And then, of course, ¿qué más? Of course, he sold football jerseys. He sold the baseball shirts, you know, the 2-tone ones. He sold the Cholo Chuco shirts, which we call the Charlie Brown shirts for them. And then he sold the knockoff Pendletons. He sold the football jerseys. And he even had the ones for like babies, you know what I mean? Football jerseys for like you know, infants, right? And so it was cute because we had I believe there are 2.5-inch letters, and then we had the 1-inch letters, and you could put somebody's last name or first name, and it was all iron-on. He had 2 industrial irons, and he would just boom de volada. And so it was interesting, you know. I worked with him for 7 years, and I'll come back and we'll talk and reminisce a little more about Mando and why he's important in the story, the overall story of música, and how it relates to Chicanos, right? How it all comes together, ¿verdad? Because we talk about, history. We talk about music. We talk about oldies. We talk about East LA Chicano bands, the genre, ¿verdad? We talk about Tejano bands out of San Antonio, Texas, such as Sonny Osuna and Little Joe was singing oldies, and también Freddie Fender was singing oldies. So we talk about music. But here is an illustration of a compañero who is a store owner and then a distributor of oldies, and kept that cultura alive when the vatos, los veteranos, were few of us, ¿verdad? He kept that all alive, you know, by going from place to place and selling this stuff. So we'll come back and we'll talk about Armando Martinez. And you probably saw him at some car show back in, I believe, the last time he went out was about 2009. And you probably saw him at Chicano Park. He was at Chicano Park every year. He was at the Indio Date Festival every year. He was at the Lowrider Car Show every year. He would follow the car shows all over the place. So you probably, if you were in that scene, you probably ran into Mando and bought some stuff off of Mando. And his base was out of Rosemead, the Rosemead Swap Meet in Los Angeles. So actually, El Monte. Right? We say everything's Los Angeles, but it was El Monte, the Rosemead Swap Meet, right off of Rosemead. So we'll continue. We're going to play some oldies. We're going to come back, and I'm going to keep reminiscing about Mando because it's important to me. I'm in that mode, in that tune, and I want you to know about my compañero, my friend, my mentor, Armando. Órale, pues. Aquí te va. Here's the first rolita. This is a CD that I just picked up, The Righteous Brothers, and I hope you enjoy. I'm going to play a couple of tunes off of this one and switch back and forth, ¿verdad? Pero aquí te va.
You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. And there's no tenderness like grief in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it, but baby, baby, I know it. You lost that love and feeling. Oh, that love and feeling. You lost that love and feeling. Now it's gone, gone, gone. Oh, oh, oh. Now there's no welcome look in your eyes when I reach for you. Though you're starting to criticize little things I do, it makes me just feel like crying. 'Cause baby, something I'd get down on my knees for you. If you would only love me like you used to do, yeah. We had a love you don't find every day.
Welcome back to Radio Aslan, KUCR 88.3 FEM. You're listening to The Beto Man, and we're going to be reminiscing tonight. So I'm going to be telling you about a compañero of mine who passed away. He was 82 years old, pero this compañero was very important to the I guess the extension, the survival of oldies, ¿verdad? Because he's the guy that distributed all these oldies for, I would say about 20 to 30 years. He was just moving oldies back and forth throughout Aslan, ¿verdad? And so I worked with him from about 1986-87 all the way through 92-93. And the reason being is that I went to Squilin. I came here to UCR, to UC Riverside. And I had to stop going to the swap meet, but then I moved from Indio, California, Coachella, California to Riverside, and I went to Squilin and got my BA in Chicano Studies. And I went through a whole nother phase of my life, pero I'm going to tell you about a phase that you never heard about, that you don't know nothing about, ¿verdad? And that phase was working with Mando, learning the oldies, you know. He taught me everything that I know about oldies. You know, when I wanted to search for a record, I wanted to search for an artist. I mean, he's the guy that basically taught me the ropes. And that was really cool of him, ¿verdad? He would have these bootlegged... Don't tell anybody. He would have these bootlegged cassettes, ¿verdad? Of Ralphie Bagan and Joe Batan and... ¿verdad? But some rare stuff, you know, and you would say, well, wow, what is that? You know what I mean? That's so cool, right? But I mean, this vato was an old timer. He was a veterano, you know, he was about 10 in the 1940s, about 20 when he in the 1950s, and in his 30s in the 1960s. So this vato was a veterano, you know. And he grew up and he saw a lot of that. And I know he had a good promising football career, and he broke his arm and he couldn't play. That was it. That was the end of the career, ¿verdad? And then he started a business, he got married, had kids, you know, a beautiful wife, Irene Martinez, and once again his name was Armando Martinez, and he went by Mando. And me and my carnal, so I have to tell you a little bit about my carnal if I'm going to reminisce. My carnal was my younger brother, Manuel, and we would always be inseparable. We were always together, and we would go to the swap meet every Tuesday night. We were there, we're checking it out, and we walked by this place that was blaring oldies, you know, and I mean, that's where you want to be, right? So we went over there, and we checked it out, and there was a vato and a guy named Bernie. And Mando loved Bernie, but he was bien trucha con Bernie. He was like, oh, watch out for Bernie. Órale, Mando Simón. And so I ordered a couple albums from Bernie. Bernie brung them down. I bought them. And ever since then, I kept going back. You know, we would just hang out until the swap meet closed. Well, a lot of times, Bernie didn't come in. And so we were there and we were watching Mando just tear apart, you know, the whole setup, right? At the swap meet, you have a frame that you have to put up. You have electrical lights. You have the electrical wires. You have the tables. You have the racks. All of that has to be all torn down. He was doing it by himself. And me and my brother were like, well, you know, let's help him out. You know what I mean? So we started tearing everything down for him. You know, we were learning the ropes, and we didn't ask for no money or nothing, you know. He was like, cool, you know. But we came back every week, and we would help him out. And we never asked him for a job. So he hired us, you know what I mean? And every week we were there, you know, he would be very busy. I mean, the crowd at the swap meet would be packed. And este compañero, he knew how to draw in a crowd. I mean, he could look at a crowd and he could say, oh, cholos, you know what I mean? Arale. He'll throw on Angel Baby, Rosie and the Originals. He'll throw on 18 with a Bullet, ¿verdad? He'll throw on Brenton Wood, Oogum Boogum song. He'll throw on certain songs that would attract, you know, this little crowd that was walking by. And sure enough, they would come straight. I mean, make a beeline, what they call a beeline, straight to Mando's thing. And what's that you're playing, you know, let me have that, you know what I mean? And it was so cool because he knew the crowd, right? And then when the Border Brothers, you know, our cultural cousins, right, our Border Brothers would walk by, ¿verdad? And you know, they would walk by with a strut, right? And Mando would throw on certain songs, right? And some of them were like Eres Tú by Eres Tú, Touch the Wind by Mercedes. What's the song? Woolly Bully by Cham the Sam the Sham, and then he would play Love Hurts, ¿verdad? by Nazareth, and they sure enough they would all make a beeline and they would be there. So there's two major collections, ¿verdad? There's the East Side Story collection. This is one collection, and this one is very integrated. It had the Midnighters on it before, ¿verdad? But a big dummy went to all the swap meets and was demanding that they took off the Midnighters, and the dummy got the Midnighters removed, ¿verdad? And the East Side Stories was pretty much a bootlegged collection, ¿verdad? And or at least they thought it was, right? And then there was another collection, and that other collection was called Barrio Music. Now, if you've ever seen this collection, it's like all this stuff thrown in that doesn't, but that's not an oldie, right? It's not really an oldie. Could be considered an oldie, but it's not really within that genre. Or, you know, there's certain genres, and it's like a paisano, a border brother, right? And no disrespect in any way. Pero it's like a border brother, you know, putting on some navy Oxfords, you know, these shiny shoes with some high water pants, you know, all tight, right? It just doesn't look right. You're like, wait a minute, compañero, that's not the way it's done, Hans, you know what I mean? Your primo that just is visiting, you know what I mean? He's got it all wrong, but he wants to be a cholo, right? And y te ríes, right? And you try to help him out, right? But here's Love Hurts by Nazareth. And this is what drew the people in to Mando's booth. So we'll come back and we'll discuss some more.
Take a lot of goodbye to you, my trusted friend. We've known each other since we were 9 or 10. Together we've climbed hills and trees, learned of love and ABC, and skinned our hearts and skinned our knees. Goodbye, my friend, it's hard to die when all the birds are singing in the sky. Now that the spring is in the air, pretty girls are everywhere. Think of me and I'll be there. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons. Seasons out of time. Goodbye, Papa, please pray for me. I was the black sheep of the family. You tried to teach me right from wrong. Too much wine and too much song. Wonder how I got along. Goodbye, Papa, it's hard to die when all the birds are singing. Now that the spring's in the air, little children everywhere, when you see them I'll be there. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun, but the wine and the song, like the seasons have all gone. Michelle, my little one, you gave me love and helped me find the sun. And every time that I was down, you would always come around and get my feet back on the ground. Goodbye, Michelle, it's hard to die when all the birds are singing in the sky. Seasons in the sun, but the stars we could reach were just starfish on the beach. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun, but the stars we could reach were just starfish on the beach. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun, but the wine and the song, like the seasons, have all gone.
Que yo soy un borracho, eso dice la gente. Que tú eres muy decente para ser mi mujer. Pero ellos no comprenden que esto es mi destino. Que las copas que tomo brindo por tu querer. Yo presiento que algún día te alejes, que algún día me dejes herido el corazón, pero quiero que sepas que eres tú mi vida y que este es mi destino, el maldito licor. Mi última quiero, que sin tu amor me muero. tomo es porque quiero pensar no más en ti. Mi última parranda será cuando tú me dejes a mí. Será
So welcome back to Radio Aslan, KUCR 88.3 FM. This is the Beto Man, and I want to tell you about a little bit about Radio Aslan. Please tune in every Friday night from 5:30 in the afternoon to 7 a.m. Saturday morning. The Beto Man is on usually at 8 p.m. to 10. And, of course, sometimes I'll make special appearances at midnight. Orale. And everywhere else, to be honest, because I'm the fallback guy. I'm the default button, ¿verdad? Orale. And so I cover for everybody because I'm the program coordinator. Orale. And sometimes you'll find me at different hours. Orale. But I'm usually here. Orale. I'm usually here. You can also pick us up on your on the internet, KUCR.org. So look for us. And there are programs, TuneIn Radio for your Android. And the Apple Store, you have a KUCR app that are free from the internet. ¿Verdad? ¿Verdad? And so then we're talking a little bit about my compañero, Armando Martinez. Mando se murió esta semana. And I'm really sad, and my heart pours out to the family, and I want to reminisce and just talk a little bit about him. Now, we just finished listening to a whole set that you would say, that set does not go, none of those songs go together. Of course they don't. They really don't, right? But they do. Orale. That's the thing, ¿verdad? Now, these songs were played by Mando all the time in order to attract our cultural cousins, which I call border brothers, ¿verdad? And paisas, paisanos, ¿verdad? And not in a derogatory way, in a very loving and cariño way. But as soon as they heard these songs, they would flock over. They would just, you know, run over to our vending booth, and they would say, "Well, what is that? ¿Qué es eso? ¿Y cuál es ese? Enséñamelo. ¿Y tienes este? ¿O tienes aquel? ¿Verdad?" So we started off there. That set with, of course, seasoned. No, it was Love Hurts by Nazareth. Then we moved over to Woolly Bully by Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs. And then we moved over to Seasons in the Sun by Terry Jacks. And then we finished it off with Mi Última Parranda, which has a long name by the band that plays that particular one, ¿verdad? And I'm not even going to try to repeat it. But anyhow, these four songs were keystone to drawing people in to buy more records and albums, ¿verdad? And Mando just had this knack. Now some of the girls, when we hired girls and they would work for us, because Mando always had some beautiful girls working for us, you know, and they would draw in the guys, right? The girls would hear these songs and they would run to the other side of the booth. because they were like, "Oh, what are you playing? What is that?" You know what I mean? And it was hilarious, you know, because they're Chicanas, right? And they're not used to mixing the bilingual and the all the Spanish and the English all together. It's like a hodgepodge, you know, really what it is, right? And I was used to that because I grew up, you know, in my home, my dad was very nationalistic, Mexicano nationalistic. He always played norteño music, los corridos, rancheras, los alegres de Terán, los tremendos gavilanes, los huracanes del norte, los cadetes de Linares. I mean, he always played something. And growing up in America, well, you're always listening to English stuff, right? So I listened to rock and roll, man. I fell in love with rock and roll and then with oldies, right? And so one of my favorite stars was Elvis Presley, right? And, I mean, he's got so much beautiful music. He wasn't a star just for nothing, right? But anyhow, we'll get to talk to him about him later, ¿verdad? But not right now. All right. Anyhow, back to the oldies, right? So there was a time when I went to Squilin that nobody did that. And I would take a tape recorder. Now, a tape recorder is a magnetic tape with music on it, right? It's called a cassette. And so I would take it and I would play, you know, some English songs and take off the cassette and put on a norteño cassette with norteño music on it, and all the paisas, all the compañeros that I used to hang with. And I used to hang around with different crowds. I used to hang around with the cholo crowd, with the norteño crowd, with the farm worker crowd, right? I used to hang around with everybody. And I didn't have a specific place with who I hanged out with, so I would play different types of music. And when I blared that music, all los Mexicanos would be like, "What are you doing? Don't do that! What's wrong with you? You're causing attention to come to us." You know what I mean? And they were literally afraid. Believe it or not, they were afraid to play music, Spanish music. And that all changed. I mean, I'm talking about the 80s, but that all changed toward the middle of the 1990s. It all started to change. And that was, of course, because of the Proposition 187 with Pete Wilson and all of that stuff. The anti-immigration march, ¿verdad? To get rid of immigrants here, or migrants, ¿verdad? Here in the United States. And so it all started to change. Now we do it like nothing. And all the radio stations do it because a lot of them actually follow our lead. So then Radio Aslan is one of those stations that's been on the air since 1982, and we've been doing it for a very, very long time. I started with Radio Aslan about 1992, 93, and I've been doing it all my life. So then Mando, once again, going back to Mando, going back to the swap meet, there was hardly anybody that ever threw blows, ever in front of Mando's spot. You know, if you had beef, you would take it outside, you would go somewhere else, but everybody respected Mando's place, and it became the hangout place, and everybody started to hang around. And we would play oldies, and we would sell all kinds of stuff, and we would do the iron-ons, and it was cool, you know? So part of my life with Mando is that I started up a crew called the Midnight Locos, and a plica, right? A clique. And these were all homeboys that were not hardcore, you know, vatos. They were all mostly kids, right? 18, 16, 17, 18, 19 years old, you know. And I happened to be a little older. I was about, what, 20, 21. So I was only like 2 or 3 years older than these kids, right? And but they all looked up to me, and I kind of, you know, became the leader. And so I put on the Midnight Locos on this jacket, and it caught on real quick, and the whole clique that was hanging around, they all did it too. Now Midnight Locos, midnight because we were there until 11 o'clock, and by the time we got out, closed up, it was already midnight. And we were locos because we were the last cholos, man. This was in the 1980s, you know, 86 through 80, 88, 89. And then a movie came out called Colors, and Colors just ruined it for all of us, you know, because there was a lot of skater dudes, a lot of, you know, Mexican-American kids that were skater dudes, you know, with long hair and tight butt pants and on their skates and doing their movidas, and that was all cool. God bless them and everything. But Colors came out, and that just changed everything, man. All of a sudden, you had all these wannabes. that became Xolos overnight. And I mean, we were the, you know, the original Xolos, man. We were wearing the Navy Oxfords, the Stacy Adams, the khakis, the Dickies, the Dickies brand, all the pants and all the clothes. But we weren't like hardcore gangbanging type. And there's a difference when you really start claiming and getting hardcore and tattooing yourself up and wanting to go to prison versus trying to stay out of prison. A big difference, carnal. And so then there was about 20 of us, you know, and we looked good, and we were always sharp, and we were always ironed. You know, it's not like today where people don't iron. They have their pants, you know, the homies. We call them the homies. And the homies are all bald because they're ready to go to jail. They have their pants hanging down to their hips because they don't want to wear a belt, because in jail you don't have a belt. So they're getting ready to go to jail, ¿verdad? And that became a fashion statement versus something that looks good. You know, like the pachuco to the chuco to the cholo. It was always addressed firme, looking good, como dijo Freddie Prinze, ¿verdad? And that's how we looked. Órale. So we're going to continue with some more oldies because I can talk all night. We'll talk about Mando. And aquí te va. Here's another song that attracted a lot of these paisanos. It's called Rhythm of the Rain. And this particular song was done in Spanish. So, you know, they recognized this song and they would flock over to buy this song. So, aquí te va.
Spanish, it's Mexicano. In English, it's Mexican. They also refer to themselves as Chicano, meaning children of the earth. Those two identifiers, Chicano or Mexicano, which are one and the same, came before the term and label Hispanic, Mexican American, Spanish surname, Latino, Ladino, which comes from the South. Even before Mestizo, before Wetback, Beaner, and Illegal Alien, before all the other labels our colonizer has tried to impose on us as a people as though they owned us. We are clear that we give respect to the people that still refer to themselves and identify themselves as Chicano Mexicano, for they are showing respect to the ancestry of their origin.
Radio del Barrio, KUCR, 88 FM.
Están sintonizando lo mejor en música y noticias en Radio Aztlán. Órale, de su compañera de Texas, Rubinelda Pérez, Radio Aztlán, KUCR, Riverside, Califas.
We'd like to ask you tonight to join us in our grape boycott. We're asking you to boycott the green grapes and the red grapes and the black grapes. Or anything that looks like a grape, just to be sure.
Tenemos una campaña pidiéndole al pueblo que no compre las uvas que están contaminadas con los pesticidas, porque causa... pues está causando mucho cáncer para los niños que trabajan en las uvas y para los padres y las familias de ellos. Se lo vemos a todo el público que nos escucha, que no compren las uvas de Marqueta, y así nos pueden ayudar mucho en esta gran causa para proteger no nomás a los trabajadores y sus hijos, pero también proteger a los consumidores, porque las uvas tienen residuos de pesticidas que dañan a todo ser viviente. Muchas gracias.
One month ago today, I was happy as a lark. But now, I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future. But for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied. to an end. I'm looking for a letter or something, anything that you would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny, I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
Welcome back to Radio Aslan KUCR 88.3 FEM. Simón, I am your host, the Beto Man, and I'm with you for one more hora. Desde las 9 hasta las 10 de la noche. This is the second half of Cruising Through Midnight. And today, of course, is Friday, August 5th, 2016. We are talking, we are giving our condolences and remembrance to Armando Mando Martinez. Who was a distributor of oldies, man, a swap meet, a legend, an icon, verdad? Because he was everywhere and everybody knew him, verdad? He was everywhere. Even MC Magic posted on his Instagram the other day a picture with Mando, verdad? MC Magic knew him very well, and he was also a good friend. And of course, I worked with Mando, and this guy, he didn't smoke, he didn't curse or cuss, he didn't he never put anybody down, you know. He was always cheerful, and anytime he made money, he started rubbing his hands together. You know, we all have manias, right? And so we just started laughing, right? Because he was making good money that night, you know. And he always paid us good. Never complained, not one time about paying us. Always, you know. He was a little codo. He never treated us to a nice restaurant or a nice stay at a hotel. It was always a little cheap motel, but he was making his money, man, and that was okay with us. I mean, we didn't mind, you know. We know how it is. But we would go with them to the car shows, to the lowrider car shows in Los. We would go to Phoenix, Arizona, all the way to El Paso, Texas, and we were just back and forth with Mando all the time. And Mando, being his age at that time, también was just a strong individual, but very charming. Always had a good laugh. Always had good stories. Mando knew his stuff. You know, it takes somebody, what we call an ethnomusicologist, somebody who knows their oldies. You know, you can sing a song all botched up, verdad? Horrifying singing, verdad? But if you tell him a few lyrics, he would tell you what song it was and by what artist and which artist you wanted it with. Because a lot of times there's different versions of that same song. And that was Mando, man. And again, he taught me everything that I know. A lot of the reason why I play a lot of the music and I mix it up and what I do is because I learned it from Mando. Mando was teaching me, you know. I didn't know it at the time. You know, I was a young. I was 20, 21, you know, I was very young, 22, 23, and I was learning from Mando at the time, you know, but it was cool. He was always my mentor, and I'm gonna miss Mando. I'm gonna miss him. He passed away at 82 on the 3rd of this week, August 3rd. He was born in 1933. and he was 82 years old. ¿Verdad? He was actually born out here, I believe it was in Brawley, California, and he lived in Los Angeles all his life. Is the old timer, like I said, and worked out of the Rosemead swap meet in Monte for years. Is the but every Tuesday he would go down to Indio, California, and that's where we would be at. So I was hanging out with Mando, and that's where I created a clique, ¿verdad? And we were called the Midnight Locos, and the Locos, the Locos was because, hey, it was our crazy life, you know. We were always being harassed by cops. We were always trying to defend ourselves against the güero, el huasichu, ¿verdad? And that was our locura. It wasn't this locura, you know, gang banging and territory claiming. That wasn't our locura. That became something that people really gravitated from in the movies, ¿verdad? Boulevard Nights, Colors, and a bunch of these movies made it more vicious than what it needed to be, ¿verdad? And of course, you know, we go all the way back to the Pachucos, right? And so then Mando was there throughout all of that time, Mando kept music alive. You know, you think of somebody that just peddles music all the time and goes back and forth to all the lowrider circuit, the swap meet circuit, and just keeps music alive for people. We talk about collectors and collecting. I mean, now there's a variety of different collectors in the middle of the 1990s, 95, 96, 97, 98. People really started putting these CD compilations together of hard, rare to get oldies, right? And that's cool for the collectors, you know, the people that were really looking for something different. A lot of times we play the same music over and over and over. We mix it up a little bit, but it's still the same music, right? Well, there's two types of people, right? There's the people that need to find the next pearl. They're always on the constant search to find for that next pearl. And then there's people that just want to reminisce. They just want to enjoy good music, the music that they know, right? And that's the difference between both. Neither is right, neither is wrong, but that's just the way it is, right? And so then you have both personalities. But the hard, rare to get oldies is hard to play on the radio because, first of all, a lot of people don't recognize it. And it bores a lot of people because a lot of it is actually so-so, you know what I mean? It's not that great as people would want to say it is, right? I mean, to the collectors it is because they're hardcore. They love music, period. But when we talk about a catchy tune, okay, so we have A songs and B songs and then C songs, right? We'll just categorize them that way, A's and B's. Well, the A's are great. You fall in love with a song automatically just by listening to it. Oh, man, I love the tune. I love the lyrics. I love something about that. I mean, it's just a hit, and everybody loves the song. You know, like Rosie and the Originals, right? This last song that I just played, Have You Seen Her? I had that song when I was about 11, 12, 13 on a cassette. The first time I heard the lyrics of that, the melody, the rhythm, I fell in love with that song. I was a young kid. What do I know about love? I don't know nothing about love. But it was a story. It was a story that entranced you about this guy that lost his girl, and he would see her image everywhere he went. And it's like, wow, you feel for this guy. You have sympathy. You have empathy. You have compassion for this guy. And you're like, well, what is this, you know? And I didn't know who the singers were. I don't know who the artists were. I didn't know what the name of the song was, but I was a kid, you know, and you know, I eventually found it with Mando. Mando had it, right? And he would blare it all the time. Anytime he saw the cholos walking by, boom, there it was. Have You Seen Her by the Shy Lights. Órale, qué loco. So then the music, you know, the hard to get stuff is difficult to play, you know, because a lot of people find it boring. And so we get back to the A's, B's, and C's. Now, you can find some B songs that are gems. They are just gems. They grow on you over time. And when they grow on you, you just get to love them, like Mi Última Parranda. At first glance, you hear this song, you know, if you don't know Spanish very well, if you don't sing Spanish, you're like, what is this? Why are you playing this, man? You know, and then you keep playing it over and over, and you have a couple of drinky drinkies, little frosties, and you're like, ah, oh, ay, Diosito! No me suerte, no me suerte. Turn me loose, baby, turn me loose. And it gets into you because that cultura, you know, it's enveloped in that cultura, you know, and you start remembering and reminiscing about your parents and the songs they played, you know, when you were a kid, and you start remembering, you know, and it just triggers something in you. So we look at B songs, right? And that would be a B song to a cholo who doesn't really know Spanish, right? Now, to me, I'm, of course, you know, I know my Spanish very well. You know, I don't speak it great, but I knew it very well because of my dad. And I would play that all the time. I didn't have a problem playing that, ¿verdad? And Mi Última Parranda. And so then you have these B songs, and they grow on you. And you can shuffle these songs how you want on your list. But other people may not like them, ¿verdad? And that's the beauty about oldies. So Mando, so when all these CDs came out in the middle and late 1990s, you know, it helped Mando really look at Mando as one of these cultural bearers who save the music. Peddle the music, keep pushing the music until the music, it's like somebody who lights a fire, right? And the fire burns all night, and then finally you got the embers, and somebody's still trying right there to make sure that those embers don't go out. That's Mando. He was making sure that those embers didn't go out. And when the next crew came in, that fire started back up again. That was Mando. That is Mando. You know? And I owe him 1,000 thanks for everything that he taught me. God bless you, Mando. Here's another firme rolita that he would play to draw in all those cholitos, those vatos, those veteranos to his booth.
Talking about me. if you should lose me. Oh yeah, you lose a good thing. This is my last time, not asking anymore. If you don't do right, I'm gonna march out of that door. And if you don't believe,
so I'm playing some firme rolitas right here. You Lose a Good Thing, and of course Angel Baby. I mean, just songs that, those are A's, right? They just hit you like, wow, you know, just the rhythm and the tone. Now these come from, of course, the East Side Story. So there was only two collections, Raza. And welcome back. This is Radio Sun, KUCR 88.3 FM. I am your host, the Beto Man. And we're talking about Armando Mando Martinez, who passed away this week. He was 82 years old and a good compañero and a friend and a mentor of mine that I need to get this out, ¿verdad? I need to talk about him because I want to remember. I want to reminisce. I need to be close to him, ¿verdad? And I loved Mando, you know. I mean, you develop love for someone, a cariño that is eternal, ¿verdad? That can't be explained, you know. More than a mentor, almost a father figure in many ways, ¿verdad? Even though I had my own father, ¿verdad? But a father figure that you grow up with and you learn to respect. And always taught us good lessons, always was a positive role model, never drank, never smoked, never cursed, always was derecho, never pitted anybody against each other, always was bien de queas, you know, and just one of these individuals. And again, you know, like I said, in the late 1990s, no one would have thought that CDs would have gave this whole revival to oldies, and that oldies would come out in such quantity. With the regular oldies and the rare to rare oldies, right? So it was just so interesting, you know. And it's been what, 16 years since then, since the late 1990s, ¿verdad? And Mando went on to be at a lot of the car shows and a lot of the yearly events. He was at Chicano Park every year, so I don't know if you ever ran into him, but if you're in the lowrider scene, you had to have seen Mando with a yellow truck and all these decals pinned up on the side of his truck, ¿verdad? It was a yellow truck, and all these decals were all iron-ons, and you could put your last name, you know, curved in Old English, and iron on your name, and then the decal. And I had this firme burgundy a sweater with "Don't Let No One Get You Down" was on the decal, and the little homie all sad with a teardrop, and I guess somebody had got him down, ¿verdad? It was just a cool awesome picture, and I don't know where he found this stuff, but he just would find it all the time. And he had all this firme clothes that you could buy from and purchase, ¿verdad? And like I said, he just kept oldies alive every year, you know, year after year after year. He just kept plugging away. And, you know, you would think that there are people in all walks of life that are cultural bearers. And Mando was one of these individuals. Yeah, Mando was one of these individuals. And he always supported us in everything that we did. I mean, you know, he did our jackets, you know, the Midnight Locos, and he supported us, and we all hanged out with him, and we all cabelar, ¿verdad? And just had a good time. So just Just want to mention all of that, ¿verdad? We'll come back. We'll talk some more. Here's some more oldies. Now, remember, there was only two collections. There was only two collections at that time. The East Side Story that you had to have, that you had to purchase, that you had to find, ¿verdad? Sounds of Music was one of the very, very few stores in Whittier, on Whittier Boulevard in East L.A. that has been there for decades. One of the very, very few stores. Mando had three stores called Weird Tops, and he sold a lot of these iron-ons and music. And of course, there's one. There's an oldie store in Norwalk, Norwalk Records. But those were the only two, you know. So they kept the oldies alive. These individuals kept the oldies alive, and changed, you know, everything throughout time. Órale, here's another firme rolita. I hope you enjoy. Aquí te va. If I can get to it. Órale, aquí te va.
How far we can go. Remember those loving fools, Romeo and Juliet? They thought they had a thing going, but they just didn't know. They couldn't visualize. They had no idea how it could really be, but we know
me and you. Let's get away. We won't be wasting our time fussing and fighting like other people. We're gonna be too busy being in love, because this is the real thing. We found the groove. We move each other. We turn each other on. And this could last forever. All we need to do is give some kind of sign. Yes, love. And from then on, baby, it's easy. Let's talk about me and you.
Whoa.
This is the Beto Man. You're listening to Radio Aslan, KUCR 88.3 FM, broadcasting from the University of Califas, Riverside, Aslan. I just wanted to announce that if you get an opportunity, you can find the Beto Man at ChicanoTexMix.com, EastLAReview.com, and here on KUCR.org. So you can find us around the world, Raza. We'll be back after these, after this next firme rolita that Mando would play to draw in all those cholos. Here's another firme rolita just for you. Aquí te va. Welcome back to Radio Aslan, KUCR 88.3 FM. I'm your host, the Beto Man, and I got about maybe 15, 20 minutes left. So we're talking about Armando Mando Martinez, an entrepreneur, ¿verdad? Who was out in the lowrider circuit and the swap meet circuit selling oldies all the time, ¿verdad? And don't think it was glamorous working for Mando. It wasn't. I mean, we would work out in Indio at 120 degree temperatures, hot summers. I mean, hot summers. And we were there, man. We would have the Santa Ana winds blowing dust in our hair, in our face. And then, of course, we had to drench through the rainy season. ¿Verdad? It rains very little. ¿Verdad? A couple of drops every now and then. ¿Verdad? A little more mist than rain. ¿Verdad? But every now and then it poured, man. And but Mando was there, you know, like the postman, always delivered the cultura to all the raza. So that was just so cool. Now me and my brother Manuel, I had a 1980 Buick Regal, primered gray with true spokes all the way around, 520s, and of course spinners, ¿verdad? If you guys know what I'm even talking about, I know a lot of you youngsters don't, pero it was a firme ranflita, Buick Regal, right? And every time, we went up to a stop signal or a stop sign, we would throw on one of these songs like Mi Última Parranda or René René, Mucho Que Te Quiero, or Los Alegres de Terán, Contrabando del Paso, you know, one of these really awkward, crazy songs, right? And we would pull up to some people, and it was either a wasichu, a gringo, or another, I would have to say a Hispanic, right? And we were wearing our bandanas, and we were looking all cholo down, and we would just look at them. They wouldn't look at us, you know. We would blast the music, and they were like, they would be shaking their heads like, tan locos, tan locos. So we would be laughing, right? After they took out, we'd just be bust, you know, because we would do all these antics, right? We would always just mess around. The cops would follow us, you know. And one time the cop stopped us after, the cop was following us, so we turned right and he turned left, right? We're like, okay, we lost him. Then he met us around the other corner and he pulled up next to us. He said, I know what you're doing. But the cops were always on us, Holmes, you know what I mean? So it was a crazy time, you know, but we were always going to the swap meet. We were always there with Mando. We were always working hard. So I want to once again thank Armando Martinez, my compañero, my friend, my beloved, you know. And I say beloved because I loved him, you know. I loved him with a passion. And he falleció esta semana on August 3rd, he was 82 years old. I worked with him for 7 years of my life, and I owe him a lot in my education of oldies. You know, I found the song The Entertainer, on a 45 right there with Mando. I found a lot of the music that I played here on Radio San, I found with Mando. Mando was the one that taught me the ropes. So that was cool. That was awesome. And once again, I'll see him again. I believe I will see him again. And, ahí lo dejo, raza. Gracias, Mando, for everything that you did for me and all my compañeros and all the people around us. I just want to say gracias, and I want you to hear me up in heaven wherever you're at. I want you to hear me. I really do appreciate all the mentoring and all the cariño and the big abrazo. So es todo, raza. That's going to do it for me. I'm going to play a few more songs and I am out of here. Un abrazo, mucho love, y vaya con Dios, compañeros. Órale, pues. You're using me like a carpenter uses a tool.
them would help me if they could. But I'm never gonna give up. Never, 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 never.
Don't matter how you treat me, never.
No matter what you say, no.
So don't you think of me?
Don't you understand that you're killing this man?
If it don't work out, then if it don't if you must go. I won't tell you no. Just so that we can say we tried. Tell me you love me for a million years. Then if it don't work out, then if it don't work out, then you can tell.
I've been hurt before. It's all right. You don't love me anymore. Maybe someday I'll find a way without you. Where am I kidding? It's okay. Baby, I can see. It's okay. But will it make you happy? Maybe someday I'll find a way without you. Someday it won't be long. You're gonna find yourself.